This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. I'm not with Modern Times. No, siree. I'm with Emily Dean and Aaron Cochrane.
I see.
And Frank.
Hello. You can text our little show on 8 12 15. You can follow it on Twitter at Frank on the Radio, or email it via the Absolute Radio webo.
Yeah.
Hoo-ah! So there you go.
You've got a hair on your shoulder. It's really catching the light there, Frank. Just right on your cardigan.
Look,
shoulder.
Oh,
there it is.
Look.
There it is. Charlie's
as
just
a fashion correspondent,
it off.
I'd like to check this out for myself.
It's gone now. Thank you.
A lot of men just my age would kill for a hair on their shoulder.
Yeah.
You boys are both looking very autumnal.
Aren't we?
Yeah, I'd say that's a Christmas jumper that the Cockerel's got.
It's definitely borderline.
Mm. Mm.
Borderline. Come on, everybody. Well, I think I'm going to lose my...
creepy remix.
Yeah, creepy remixes. That's the new album I'm bringing out this Christmas.
That would be a big seller, I
it's
think.
Getting hot in here, so... that's the opening track.
I've heard enough of that one.
Who's that lady? Sexy.
Absolutely vile.
Anyway, enough of that.
We're still on? We're just about still on.
A lot of drivers have gone back to magic. They experimented for a second. They've gone back to magic. I want to ask you a question, right?
Oh, I love a question.
Would you say generally when you shop, I think I know what Emily's going to say to this.
Okay.
Would you say that you go top end when you buy something, or would you go mid-range?
Well, what sort of product are we talking? Well, I'll handle this.
I'll give you a bar example. That's not an example that my dad gave me. It's a bit of French.
Mm.
Say if you were buying shampoo, would you go for the 50 quid shampoo or the 25 quid shampoo or the 3 quid shampoo?
Oh, 50 quid's pushing it a bit. I mean, I'm not Donald Trump. I would say I'd go...
You are?
I'm not sure
why.
£12.
In a way, we all are.
I'm not sure how much he's spending on shampoo, just for the reference.
No.
I think some of that's assisted, isn't it?
Oh, yes, OK. I'm a big believer in the old adage, if it is an old adage, I've maybe just made that up, but buy cheap, buy twice.
Excellent.
Oh, OK. Fair
so
enough.
I think if you make that investment... early on. Is this leading to a
it
story
is,
where...
It is. Leading to a purchase I made yesterday.
OK. Can we just check in with Alan, please? How's your... I think we know the answer to this one, Frank.
I think shampoo is a good example because regardless of cost, you buy the ones that you actually like if you've got a favourite. I'm a fan of Old Spice shower gel. I just am. Get over it, guys.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I would buy that even if, let's say, Tea Tree was reduced. I would ignore the reduction and I would get the one that I like.
Well, here's the thing. I'll cut to the chaise, as they say in the furniture industry. I got to use that once in the shop. I was actually buying a chaise longue.
Oh, good.
And we were talking about sofas.
You were buying it, just so you could say that.
And I said to the woman, let's cut to the chaise. She didn't get it.
Nothing.
Oh.
Anyway, I was in the chemist and... what's happened is they've got... I had an email.
Footballer's tents?
I had... I've looked up.
What's happened?
I've looked up. I've seen him... I was in the chemist and I'd had an email from Bozzy's school saying that there'd been an outbreak of head lice. So I went in to the chemist to get a nick comb.
Oh.
And the woman actually said to me, they had a selection, and I said, what you got? She said, well, these are good. She said, but these, I'll be quite honest with her. She said, this is the Rolls Royce of nick comb.
No.
Oh, Frank.
Oh, man, and you could see it was sleek.
Did you feel quite bling and gee?
It was, it was 12 quid.
Did you have it?
I had it. I had to
good
have
for
it.
You.
Imagine if there was a rapper good song, my car, my crib, my nick comb. I love that.
Yeah, got 99 problems, but my nick comb ain't one. That would be brilliant. I mean, I usually use a Toblerone, but now they've changed the thing. It's too broad in the tooth gap.
Yeah.
Sorry for this little, it's not an irrelevance, because I've got trainers, and I'm going to show you what they say on them. on one foot it says 99, the other it says problems.
Oh,
okay.
Well, you've got fancy trainers. I've got a brand new Nico.
What am I bringing to the party?
I've got a brand new Nico.
Is the song doing?
I'll be using that.
Slightly less creepy than your earlier offering as a singer.
I bought Knit shampoo from that very... If it's the chemist not far from you, I've bought Knit shampoo from there a few times.
I didn't go to the one near me. Don't want you to only get the Nick Comb local.
The stigma.
No, don't knit on your own doorstep, as they say.
What about when I was on holiday with a boyfriend and I had knits?
Oh, no.
And I had to go into the chemist, and it was a Spanish chemist, and I was trying to communicate by tapping my hair and doing a sort of... And then he realised, and then I think the... let's call the boyfriend the victim at the time, realised, because he said, well, you did come back with a big bottle with a beetle on it.
Wow. You'd have to say El Nitz or something, wouldn't you?
El Nitz.
They'd have got that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, little tip. It's, how many people at home are slightly scratching?
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Was everything all right with the knits?
Well, I haven't seen any yet. I've bought it as a precautionary measure. Oh, I mean, even knits...
I asked because Kath has invited me round this weekend, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, if we see anything, wear a shower cap.
OK.
Now, I think they might draw the line at gingers.
Sort of left them alone.
Do you think so? Do you think they think, oh, no, come on.
Yeah.
I hope so. Anyway, he's got a lot of hair, and it's all, you know, curly right. And stuff. It's going to be. I've got to have a night in with the Nico.
Right, yeah,
I'd say his hair is very romantic in the literary sense.
Right. Yes, we used to have a woman was known in the West Midlands as the Knitnos.
All right.
Who used to come, and we had to go into a room, and she'd look through our hair, and then it was all done very discreetly, so you went in on your own, so no one knew if you had knits. And then they used to send round the class and say, can the following children go back to the Knitnos? And obviously, why would they be going back? So we were exposed. I'm scratching my head now. We better talk about something else. Celebrity head lice, of course, probably. That could be a little eBay outlet.
Oh, you think? I was thinking that could be a series.
Celebrity head lice.
Yeah.
You know, they always say, have you heard this, Al, that they say, oh, they go for clean hair. Is that what they say to make the children and the parents feel better? Or is there some truth in that? If any Knitnosses are listening, I'd like to know.
There'll be a Knitnos listening, I should think.
Yeah. I don't think it's true.
Not?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think they go for longer hair.
I think they were very common amongst the Victorian poor in London, who I would be surprised if they were going for the top brand shampoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in Dickens. In Dickens, they were Vosine, most of them, if I remember.
Oh, they're
right.
Not using. My current one is Tamara Eccleston's shampoo.
Oh, is it?
Is that right?
Strange choice, but I like it.
Are you using it like there's no Tamara?
Yeah.
I suppose you're using it like there's very much a Tamara. I'd forgot about Tamara. Is Tamara Eccleston related to Bernie Eccleston?
It's Bernie's daughter.
Yeah.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yep, facts.
Is he? Shut up.
I went round to her house once fans. And she said, I said, oh, I love your pool. She went, yeah, I know, I always forget I have it. It's an indoor pool.
That's amazing.
But I always forget I have that. I loved her, Natch.
And
Christopher. She was basically my hero.
Is Christopher Eccleston her brother?
Oh. He's not.
I was starting to think all the Ecclestons.
They're all related.
I put all my Ecclestons in one basket.
I've done, yeah.
Like a fool.
I'm going to give that one more laugh. I'm sorry. I love it.
Christopher Eccleston would be a difficult, sullen child in that
He's
family.
He's not going to work in that house, turning up in some student leather jacket with a Rada Grant. It's not going to happen, darling.
No. He recently did a thing about how the middle class have benefited in acting and stuff.
Oh, well.
So now he'd be furious, sullen, he'd be a Heathcliff figure in the Eccleston. And Bernie, who's basically like a travel man, in that he's like a smaller version that you can carry around to fly around the world.
Yeah.
He'd be...
Interesting hairdo. Now, that's a real... Bernie's. I've got one hairdo and I'm sticking to it over the centuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bernie.
Yeah.
I got a soft spot for Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
I like the short.
Do you?
Yeah. I think they're all right, the short, generally. Although I can't watch the gymnast on Strictly. The
short
dancer.
She's really short. What sort of size? What height is
she? She's about 4'10".
Yeah.
I don't
think she's shorter than that,
well,
Frank.
They've put her...
She's 4'8", or something, isn't she?
No, she can't be 4'8".
I think she is.
No.
Well, I'm...
I don't know what the cut-off point is.
What's her name again?
What's the glass ceiling? Anyway.
Okay.
Music.
Okay.
God, I'm getting edgy about this, the way this is going. I'm got hot. Doing that thing with my hands that women do.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. Surely not. There must be some mistake.
We've had a text from the outside world. 81215 is the number if anybody's considering communicating with us.
Nice work.
That was lovely, eh?
Nicely
I really felt part of a professional organisation there.
Morning, Frank, Em and Alan. Just woken up. Have I missed anything funny? From Reader 778.
I liked, I did enjoy Don't Knit on Your Own Doorstep.
Yeah.
That was another knit one that you
fairly
said,
elegant,
which I liked. Oh, no, Eccleston. Don't put all your Eccleston in one basket. And that was a pun, and I still liked it.
I'm thinking so far, that's probably your two big highlights. The trouble is that you need a bit of context, and we don't have all morning. The people who've listened since the beginning are thinking, yes, we know this. Mm. You know, we set our alarms.
There's been a low light as well.
There's been a low life.
Frank's
told you not to identify them.
I mean, if we're going with highlights, we should also balance light and shade. The bit where you sang creepy songs, I'm still not sure I've got over that.
Hideous.
Well,
absolutely hideous.
I don't know. I thought that the Old Spice stroke Tea Tree. That was the low spot for me.
You were fine with my Tamara Eccleston.
You're going to be personal about it. I love just any mention of Tamara Eccleston. Is she still an it girl?
Yes, she's had a baby, and she's a bit of a hands-on mum now. But I was a big fan of hers.
I've been a bit of a hands-on mum for years. If I get the chance. Hey, mother! Anyway.
Kevin Conroy has tweeted us.
Like the sound of him.
Well, his question is what time is the podcast ready? Hold your high horses, Kevin.
I barely
got through the show.
I don't know, you play one track they don't like.
They've got a side to them today, haven't they?
Was he voting with his feet, or was he just asking a genuine question?
Oh, I'd love to vote with my feet. I'd love to go into the booth on polling day and take ages taking my shoes and socks off and putting the black pencil in between my toes. And then if someone comes in and says, what's going on, say I'm voting with my feet. I mean, in life, it's worth making that little bit. Going the extra mile.
Yeah.
I know we've discussed this before, but the chubstick pencil does seem rather outmoded, doesn't it?
But the bloke who's got that little contract.
stubby
black pencils for voting. I mean, that's enough. Were they ever long, those pencils?
When people
were voting for Lloyd George, were they full-length pencils? Because if you think about it, at every election, they would go down roughly the same amount of size. Let's have a look at some Victorians voting, see if they've got long black pencils. Oh, man, because you'd have to stand in the booth for an hour to get your photo took in those days.
And you'd have to have your arms folded when you get that photo taken. Stern face.
Well, don't drop the pencil. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Anyway, 8:12:15. Were those pencils long once?
Yeah.
Can we all genuinely answer
that? Sorry, Frank.
I had to take that breath back.
Can we genuinely answer that question? What time is the podcast ready? Because I think some of the readers would like to know. Any answers from the?
But if you're listening to the show,
about 2 o'clock.
Why do you care?
Well, later. Good some question. People.
Okay.
But maybe next week when they listen to it.
Look, we're aiming at 1,400 hours.
Who's that, Frank?
I'm just doing a general impression. That's all right.
Okay.
That's all right with you. You know what I'm talking about, Willis?
Mm.
What are you talking about, Willis? See, if you'd gone into a if it had been like a posh, there'd been a posh family.
If it had been a posh family, they'd say, what are you talking about?
I mean Willis, for come on! but it wouldn't have been quite so popular. Then it could have been called Different Class.
Yeah.
Different
he went
clokes.
To a, actually, he did go to a different...
I would have
weren't
watched
they
different
a rich
clokes.
Family in Different Strokes?
Yes, they were.
So that's
but they don't really have a class system in America. They have a meritocracy.
I've improvised on what it could have been, and I've actually talked about what it was.
Oh, yeah.
I've made an absolute fool of myself.
It's a bit like that episode in Seinfeld.
I feel sick. Actually feel sick. Frank Skinner on the radio.
974 has texted, which episode of Seinfeld? It wasn't an actual episode of Seinfeld.
No,
What was I referencing, Frank?
Well, new readers should know that one of my pet hates is people who say, oh, it's like that episode of Seinfeld where, etc. Or, you know, that time in The Simpsons when?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up about it.
It was dark satire, I was
thinking. I like it. I really enjoy Halloween, but I know someone's going to say, do you ever see that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm when they trickled? Yeah, I did, so we don't have to talk about it anymore.
I like it when Frank gets grumpy like this. It reminds me of that episode of One Foot in the Grave.
Ah, well, see, I don't mind that so much.
All right, because it's
when
British.
The phone goes and he picks up the dachshund. I mean, that's a classic.
He gets grumpy, but he is the grumpy secret orphanage owner who performs acts of great kindness without you even realising it.
What, Big Daddy Warbucks?
Yeah.
And maybe I'll forget how much she meant to me, and that she was almost my baby. Maybe. I thought you were going to join me on the maybe, but no, it didn't happen.
Oh, sorry.
Forget about it.
I was getting distracted. I was actually
never
enjoying
leave
her.
Me alone on a maybe.
Sorry, darling.
Singing's getting progressively less creepy as the show goes on. That's
yeah,
what
no,
I was
actually, because Big Daddy Warbucks, I think, has cornered the creepy marquee.
I was enjoying it.
Thank you so much.
Do you remember last week you were talking about...
No, I don't ever ask a man of my age that. That's what they call a hospital pass.
You were talking about how the greeting cards industry should really go for the un-birthday, the non-birthday.
Well, I said, first of all, the half-birthday. They're missing
a great chance.
You suggested cards like congratulations on becoming a goth was one of your suggestions.
I think Townie the Goth is
I love that.
I thought that was very good stuff.
Well, we've heard from the outside world on my Friday night trawl, I've just read this email. If I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and I don't, as I haven't got the energy...
Defensive much.
Yeah. There are thousands of Polish people in London. They celebrate their name days as well as their birthdays. Never knew that.
Is that right?
I tried to buy a name day card for a Polish friend and scoured...
Tuesday World used to do that, I remember.
Did they?
Tuesday World, the actress.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Tuesday World.
Is it a joke?
And Friday. No, I just think they all call Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday. I did the whole seven. I could have said dot, 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 but I thought, no.
They still get those days of the week knickers. I used to have those.
I tell you what really winds me up, when you see a day of the week bib on a child and it's on the bus or something, it's the wrong day.
Oh, well, I mean...
Well, let's make an effort, love.
No.
Let's not talk about those two Wednesdays in a row time.
I think...
Let's not even go there.
By the way, sorry, can I just stop you there? I need to correct this. As someone pointed out, I can't remember, you might tell me who it was. I got my Tamaras mixed up.
Well, I don't think you have.
I think I did, because you're talking Eccleston.
Frank, do you have your Tamaras mixed up, says 357?
I think I do. I think I was talking Beckwith.
Yeah, but Tamara Eccleston is an it girl.
Yeah, but I was thinking Beckwith, I got to tell you.
Well, you got away with it.
Yeah, and when I said I haven't seen her for ages, I don't know if I've ever seen Tamara Eccleston.
Yeah, I think you have. I'm going to show you a picture.
I didn't know there was a Tamara Eccleston.
You do, Frank. I'm going to show you a picture.
Whereas Beckwith, I've worked with Beckwith in the past.
You've worked with them all, I thought.
Yeah, and she didn't work much. But when she did, I was with her. Very nice.
Okay.
Posh.
Yeah?
She just slotted into the Ecclestons a treat.
Okay.
Not the Christopher Ecclestons, but the other ones. But yes, it's one of those. All my Tamaras have been, which sounds like a song. I think I have. Thanks for pointing that out. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing I enjoy on this show, it's a correction. Frank Skinner on the radio. Oh, it's a bit tense in the studio, I'll be honest with you. The girls have been squabbling about which Tamara is which.
Charlie and I had the closest we've ever come to a fight. I snapped at her. Yes. She snapped back.
Yes.
It was like two Doberman peaches.
Oh, Charlie says, Tamara Beckwith is blonde with a thin nose. And yeah. And Emily says, I think you'll find you're wrong.
Oh, dear.
And then she came at me.
She did. She came at her. Thank God I was here.
She physically came over and said,
catfight.
That is Tamara Beckwith. And then Alan got angry and said, where's that picture you showed Charlotte, the one with the bikini, which was gross.
Can I?
Not really, fact-finding.
Anyway, enough of it now. Tamara and Tamara and Tamara creeps in this petty pace day after day to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Anyway, Absolute Radio here on Saturday morning.
Saturday morning on Absolute Radio.
Do you keep jingles live? That's my that's motto. So it's a working the show. And welcome. we was in the middle of a story from the old storyteller in his jumper.
He's very gathered by the fireside, isn't he?
I'm imagining we're on a little dock side. He's there with his beard and his jump. We're kids who've been watching the trawlers come in.
Do you know what he is?
Now he's telling us a story.
Frank, I'm seeing him more hunky Swedish extra in Last Christmas video. Wow.
I'll take that.
Love interest, maybe.
I was reading an email where somebody had sent us an idea for greetings cards. If I wanted to be an entrepreneur, I'll just recap. And I don't, as I haven't got the energy. But there are thousands of Polish people in London. They celebrate their name days as well as their birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
Name days, yeah.
I tried to buy a name day card for a Polish friend, scoured all the Polish shops in Ealing with no success. Definite gap in the market here. I made a card in the end using a translation tool on the web. I bet that went well. If Clinton's is going bust, maybe this could be their salvation.
I didn't know they were. Well, I think we started the rumour that they were going bust last week.
I think
and
that
it's one of those
sale.
Things, you know, the shareholders have now lost confidence in Clinton's. The whole organisation is on its knees, down to one throwaway remark on this show.
But that said, I like the idea.
I just put them out of business.
I know, poor old Clinton's. They were always
I'm trying to find out, but obviously...
Too hot in those shops. When we was on tour, we used to say, what is with Clinton's?
I don't
know. Too hot.
Also, what's with the red bears? I don't want red bears. I want brown bears.
If any other listeners are entrepreneurs but haven't got the energy, send us your business ideas and we'll have a crack at it. I reckon we could.
And anyone who's got any grudges against already extant businesses, we'll see if we can close them down.
I'm so sorry if we cast aspersions. The thing is, it's hard to find out because obviously when you Google Clinton, that's not the first thing that comes up, the card shop.
But I can imagine people in Clinton's card saying, I can't use it this time of the year. It's absolutely throbbing. What's going on?
This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
I wanted to tell you about, and also I wanted to do some a bit of research. I did a trick on my new readers. Well, I have a 4.5-year-old child, and I tell you what I did. We had a brown bag of some fruit.
Yeah,
and you know the old Eric Morecambe you bit your fingers in the bag and you throw an invisible thing in the air and then you catch it with a.
One of my favourite things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, he'd never seen that before. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it was like being Merlin.
Oh.
He was absolutely gobsmacked by it. I had to do it about 20 times.
Which is like two series of Merlin, or three series, isn't it?
I got the complete box set the other week. Don't tell the wife.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell the wife. But
it's quite embarrassing.
Can I do a confession now? In the space of three days...
Well, I don't know. You better call that Cinder.
In the space of 3 days, I bought the complete DVD box set of Merlin and 13 Doctor Who action figures.
Whoa.
Oh, did you?
Not to mention...
Don't tell a soul.
Not to mention a head lice brush.
Yes.
Flying through the savings.
Rolls right off.
the Rolls Royce of hairdryers.
Let's not forget that. Anyway,
I'm not judging you for your shame purchases.
But when you those tricks that everyone's seen, like the Eric Morecambe flick in the bag, there'll be people listening who don't know it. We can't really demonstrate it on here. I can do it. We can do it on video.
I might
put
do
it
a
online.
Little boomerang of you doing it.
But anyway, yeah, it's a bit like. Have you ever fantasised about going back to medieval times and you've got a smartphone?
Yeah.
And suddenly you're king?
Yes, I fantasise like all the time about things like that. I do, genuinely.
Yeah, because for a child to see that trick is... And I wonder if there's any other sort of standard... We've all seen them a million times, but new people to the planet haven't seen them.
All right.
Things that I can do to impress my child that I'm some sort of shaman.
Have you done the thumb off yet? Have you done the thumb off?
I've done the thumb off. Oh. I've done the dislocated nose.
All right.
You know that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know
that
one.
You look like you're breaking your nose, but you're just clicking your thumbnails on your teeth.
Oh. Yeah.
There ought to be a sort of, dad performance.
And they're walking down the stairs behind the wall.
Oh, what's that?
Have you done that?
No, what's that?
Stick around. I've got a demonstration coming up.
Hold on. This sounds good. No, don't take your...
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
This, however, is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio with Emily Dean and Alan Cochrane. Text us on 8 12 15. Follow the show on Twitter at Frank on the Radio. Email the show via the Absolute Web. Site. You can hear that rustling paper. I still have to read that message, even though I do it 3 times a week for 8 years.
It's very Trevor McDonagh at the end of the news.
I don't think there was Twitter when we started this show.
What about my Tears Was reference? Trevor McDonagh, come on.
Excellent work.
772.
What about Smello? Do you remember him?
Oh, who was that?
That was the John Gorman character on Tears Was. John Gorman from The Scaffold.
They
used to do a thing called Smello, and that, in those days, to signify someone was smelly, they'd put a small bit of straw in one inside their T-shirt.
Still makes me laugh.
And the idea was,
I mean,
that's terrible.
Enough for me, Frank. That is enough for me.
Yeah.
They've made it so complicated, these people.
Oh, nowadays.
Just have the person with
broom
the straw.
Cupboards.
I'm happy. Call Smello.
Broom cupboards. That's not that complicated.
772 has been in touch.
It
in other news,
it was for Boris Becker. So yes, who's been in touch?
772.
Oh, that old character.
Hi, Hartley from Brightlingsea.
Oh, nice.
Is that a made-up place? Is that
I don't
real
know.
Place?
Is that real?
No, that's a real place.
Oh, is it? Sounds
I like the
up.
Sound of this person. Anyway, I'm just skipping over the bit where
We don't normally read praise, but read this bit because
I
think it's got a funny bit in it. I like it.
Well,
okay, go on. It's nearly
Hartley
Christmas.
From Brightlingsea was enjoying the show. I think that's fair to say.
I like the past tense.
Yes, yeah. And had to stop ironing in case he or she burnt theirself.
Okay.
Is Hartley a bloke's name?
Probably a female.
Hartley, it's Hartley Hare. It used to be. Do you remember Hartley Hare?
Don't base all your knowledge on Hartley Hare.
That's
he's
the only
not a human
Hartley
being.
I can think of off the top, apart from J.R. Hartley. Obviously, that's a surname.
There's the very right-wing pro-Brexit Julia Hartley Brewer.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But we're talking
he's
first
a bit of a troll, I believe.
Hartley Hare was male. I actually was Hartley Hare male.
Oh,
that's a great
a good
question.
Text 8,
12, yeah. 15.
What gender was Hartley Hare from? Was he Pipkins, Hartley Hare?
Lovely, Pipkins. Whatever happened to... Anyway, Hartley Hare from Brightlingsea had to stop ironing.
Just a second. Whatever happened to Hartley Hare got myxomatosis that gave him head lumps. There you go.
You sounded so like a local pub band. I love that. Anyway,
I've got that in me.
Hartley from Brightlingsea, who could never have envisaged she was going to be on for this long,
no,
has asked a question, Beyonce. Question, do you have a warm-up artist before you lot come on? Or do you just talk to the mirror before coming on? Now, I'm unclear as to what the question is. Do you mean a warm-up artist to warm us up? Or do you mean to...
What, like a fluffer?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are those ones they have in the horse studs?
Oh.
They have a horse that goes on that sort of gets everyone ready.
Yes.
Anyway, we don't have one of those. No. Obviously, it'd be dangerous.
Yeah.
It's on the third floor. I suppose, who's on before us, Charlie?
Normally, George today, it was Ben.
Yeah. We live in a small garden. with lots of poppets.
As far as we go,
but
we
don't
have
think
a chance.
But they're, you know, they're shows in their own right. They're hardly warm-ups.
Yeah.
We don't, I tell you what we used to do, Hartley.
Oh, yeah.
Before the show, I don't, this might have been before your time, Al, we used to sort of, we used to dance to the theme tune from Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, I love that.
That is definitely before my time.
Is it? So,
and what we would do...
And then we'd dance to the whole thing.
No, I'll tell you what we do, Frank. We'd recreate the poses at the beginning. So Frank would be on the phone, maybe with clutching a coffee.
Hold on, you do the poses, I'll do the music. For that bit, go on.
Oh, they can't see it.
No, go. We'll do the. You say what we're doing, and I'll do the music. Go on, stand on the phone, clutching the coffee. Off we go.
I'm on the phone. I'm now having a cup of coffee. I'm sharing a joke with a colleague. I'm looking concerned as I wield a gun and run down the road. I'm hugging a child.
Back to main titles. You did it, Mary Beth. No, we did it, Harvey.
Oh,
I cried at that bit when the baby was born and she had to stare at the bowling trophy to get rid of the pain
oh,
from her.
Oh, that's nice. Did they have, like, a civil partnership baby?
No. Oh. Harvey was Mary Beth's husband.
Oh, so oh.
But,
gosh.
But she was there, Chris... Chris
Cagney.
She had to drive her across town.
Yes, I remember that now, Frank.
But she had a bowling trophy, and she had to stare at that to check that. So she didn't think about the pain in her in her downstairs.
It's like that episode of Cagney and Lacey.
It is. I've actually done it. I think Cagney and Lacey, I'd accept.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a great show.
Anyway, the point is, we don't do that, but we have a little general chit chat, don't we, Frank? Beforehand, the three of us.
Well, we read the papers and we slag people off.
Yeah,
that's what we do. That's a fair. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah,
definitely.
Right,
that's fair enough.
Definitely.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. Surely not. There must be some mistake.
You know who we have yet to discuss this morning, and he's been on my mind a lot. This week.
Is it Cyrano de Bergerac?
No, but I like him.
Yeah. He was fictional. Can we make that clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the updated version was the film Roxanne, wasn't it? That's like one of those Gary Oldman facts.
I once had a slight argument with a minicab driver who insisted...
That sounds a nice evening.
...that Sherlock Holmes was real, was an historical figure.
Oh.
And you know, you want to do it subtly. You don't want to say that would be stupid, but it's tricky.
But it's hard. I can imagine a cab driver making that mistake because he doesn't have an actual address.
Yes.
Don't give these people addresses.
No, that's fair enough. But, you know, you've got to give them addresses or you'll never get home.
What about Robin Hood? Was he a real historical figure or is he still in the genre
don't
of
try
fiction?
The old Robin of Locksley material. He probably... I asked my a good friend, Professor Kate Williams, the historian, this, and she said it was one chance in 200,000 that he may have existed.
Oh.
I didn't take that as good.
I'll take those odds, as people say.
I think that's what I asked her anyway, when she said it was one chance in 200,000.
I do have something I'd like to discuss, but before I do...
Cigarettes are killing me.
Is it,
how do you think we feel? I may have stopped it now, health and safety. 500... has text in.
500?
I call it 500. Has text in.
Wow.
When we were young, my eldest sister was a huge Cagney and Lacey fan, but it was extremely painful for everyone in the house when it was on. We didn't have... You might ask why.
Why?
Okay. We didn't have a video recorder, so she used to record every episode... Sorry, onto one of those rickety old tape machines.
That's what they used to do with Doctor Who, and now we're all glad because the BBC wiped the tapes.
With a little wire mic. Heavens forbid you should make a noise. She once asked my mum to stop me from breathing as it was coming up on the tape.
Wow.
Yeah, well done.
That's lovely. I'd love to. Can she send us... can she put one on an MP3 and we'll play a small extract of her recorded Cagney and Lacey?
Yeah.
Sounds like a legal minefield.
If we can get the one where... if we can get the one, though, where he says, you did it, Mary Beth, and she says, no, we did it, Harvey, I'll cry my eyes out.
That's very specific, Frank.
That good radio.
It's the one where she asked the baby.
Yeah, but come on.
It's a famous app.
Okay.
Anyway, it wasn't Serrano de Bergerac that you were going to bring up, was it?
I was actually wanted to talk
Chris Akabusi. Are we just going to guess who it is?
Akabusi, yeah.
Oh, I love Akabusi.
Paul Gambaccini.
No.
David Blaine.
No, but lovely names flying around.
You just sort of throw some.
Alexandra Bastiardo.
Oh,
do you remember her?
Yes.
Lovely. She was a lovely lady.
Yeah.
Alexandra Bastiardo in the Champions.
Oh.
Yes.
It's gone very retro, this show. You know what they need on this show?
So all the bud was going to be my next guest.
There's a look of disgust on your face, like it's our responsibility.
What they need is a younger host.
That's my suggestion.
Frank Skinner on the radio. So, what's...
Oh, Emily.
You were trying to guess the gentleman.
Vaclav Havel.
Whose antics this week I wanted to discuss.
Oh, that's a good one. Vaclav Havel. Excellent work.
That's a good one.
We can't top that.
Okay.
All right.
Ed Sheeran. Are you familiar with his work?
Oh, yeah.
Carrot Top pop sensation.
One of my favourite lookalikes.
Comma 25.
I did a lookalike. I don't know if it went out or not, but I did a lookalike of him on Room 101. It was, you know those sushis you get with, like, it's a block of rice with the prawn on top?
Yeah.
Really does look like Ed Sheeran.
Well...
Anyway.
A terrible incident occurred.
Yes,
I heard
about
this. At the home of Princess Beatrice. Well, it wasn't at the home of Princess Beatrice. You know whose home it was at?
No.
Prince Andrew.
Oh, was it?
Here he comes.
Frank has a habit of saying that every time Prince Andrew comes on the telly.
Indeed. Because I wouldn't say it's a habit. I feel it's an obligation. Here he is.
Well, they were at... I was unaware, but it was his... It's his house, Prince Andrew. He's at the Royal Lodge, Windsor, which means he's still at home. He's a bit of a Doctor Who fan, if you know what I mean.
Well, he did marry, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's still a bit of a Doctor Who.
Moved back in. Yeah. Married, moved back in. That's done.
Bit easier, isn't it? Anyway, they had this dinner party. James Blunt asked Princess Beatrice if she would knight him.
I'll say he's not one of those blokes who goes back because his mum does the washing. Yes, so Princess... can I say this whole story for a start off? Is Princess Beatrice. It worries me. You know, there are certain...
Okay.
...couples... in the public eye, who I don't want to think of separately.
Okay.
There's no mention of Eugenie in this story.
Oh, right, and you like her.
And the idea of those two being separate, I
like Ant and Dec.
A bit like that,
yes, because there's something of the fairy tale sisters about them.
Yeah.
It's like if I saw one of Jedward on their own, I think I'd experience chest pains.
Hashtag gutted,
You think
or cheeky girls, Frank.
Well, it was like when Lemby Opik, he did the old sheepdog thing and separated one from the flock.
You can't do that.
Yeah, and it seemed wrong when he was with Gabriella Cheeky. I thought, what about what?
Well, I can't separate cheeky girls from the pushy mother either.
What's Ermia? Margit? I'm going down to Margit. I love Eugenie.
Anyway.
No, I'm just reading a tweet from Aladdin.
This story concerns Beatrice.
Yeah.
There was a dinner party.
Mm.
This is what they have, dinner parties.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And
they've got to eat, these people.
James Blunt was there.
Yeah.
And he asked if she would knight him. And apparently she grabbed what was described as a nearby sword...
Brilliant.
Which I suppose if you're at the Royal Lodge Windsor, there will be one.
And wielded it, and as she sort of thrust it back behind her, she nicked old Sheeran on the cheek. And when I say nicked, it was a huge scar.
It does look like it. I mean, it looks like he might have gone through the actual cheek and touched
What
the,
an anecdote, though.
What if she'd cut the tongue off Ed Sheeran?
That would have been an insurance claim, wouldn't it?
It would have been... Can you actually claim insurance against a princess?
Good question. 8, 12, 15.
I think she'd have been all right. But if she'd have... I mean, Sheeran without his tongue, what is he? Nothing.
That's what they say.
I've heard a lot of people say that. Yeah, it's a really...
It was taken to the Hossie.
I mean, it's a great tale in many ways.
Is it?
Well, if you've got a scar.
Brilliant as an anecdote. How did you get that scar?
I know, exactly. I mean, you took Alan Hansen, that scar on his head. What does he got? What's he got to say? He walked into a glass door in a leisure centre. It's not up there with Princess Eugenie was knighting James Blunt in the face with a sword at Windsor Lodge. Here he is. Here he comes. Not up there in that kind of yarn spinning.
Skinner on the radio. Some news in for Ed Sheeran, 617. Yes, you can claim against a princess. Crown immunity no longer applies.
Quite right.
Excellent bit of history on commercial radio there.
And Justin Al has pointed out, Royal Lodge is a house in Windsor Great Park left to him by the Queen Mother.
Oh, the old Queen Madre gets a name check.
799 has texted, Hi Frank and team, in answer to your princess insurance question, my dad had an Austin princess in the 1970s and he definitely had it insured. As I distinctly remember exchanging details with another driver who had run into the back of us in Burton Bradstock in Dorset once.
Bradstock, wasn't he a character in an Oscar Wilde short story?
Sounds like it.
I like that. That's funny.
There you go.
You can quote me on that.
That's good, isn't it?
It's a brilliant story, but she could have blinded him for it, par example.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what it needed was an old person there to say, you could have someone's eye out with that. That's what that party needed.
And do you think he felt the pressure, because it was Princess Beatrice, that he had to go, it's fine, and sort of laugh it off in the way that...
I think he probably did,
He was sort of... let's be honest, is Ed Sheeran kind of a Peter the Wild character for Princess Beatrice?
To be fair to her, I think the preamble to this, if you read the whole story, is shortly before he'd shot... her avant-garde designer hat off her head with a crossbow.
Is that right?
It was one of those parties. Oh.
It
was a bit William S. Burroughs and the wife.
I mean, the good thing is that if you are going to get cut on the face, you want to be in the company of the very posh, because I think they're calm under fire. Like, our Charlie, the producer, she's got a sort of a calmness that comes with being posh.
She has.
And I think...
I don't know, is she posh? You're posh, Charlie?
Quite posh.
You always tell me I am.
Okay.
There we go.
Anyway, she's lovely. A lot of the posh are.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you get a cut on your face.
She was talking about champagne cork injuries this morning.
Was, yeah.
It was a bit of a just me then moment, wasn't it?
Even Emily looks a little bit nonplussed.
What kind of world is this? Yeah.
She says it's like all those people that lose an eye because of champagne cork injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, all those people.
And I think at that party there would have been the cut, and then straight away James Blunt, who is also posh, would have gone, okay, I'm going to need a cotton wool swab, I'm going to need sutures, and then...
Yeah, because he's a soldier as well.
Yeah, and he would say something like...
That's quite hot, though.
We're over the driving limit, so I'm going to carry him to the nearest hospital on foot. Like it would have just been dealt with, wouldn't it?
We'll be there for 2,200 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas at a more working-class party, it would have been like, oh, no, he's caught, what are we going to do? Like, there'd have just been chaos.
It would have been, but I think Ed, in a way, over it.
Yes, I'm not entirely convinced he didn't thrust himself into that situation.
Do you think?
Oh, come on, as we were saying, what a story, it's worth it. I'd have done it. Dine out on that forever. The hits are going to dry up, they always do, love. You get about 10 years, and then the sales will fall off a bit.
Even if they do, he's made
enough. Oh, yeah.
He's fine.
He's done all right, but I'm just saying... You know, Christmas future, Backstreet's back, all right, everybody, chicken satay. Happens to us all.
Yes, I know. Tell me about it. As you know, I'm very pro ginger people in all walks of life. Since having a ginger child, I feel particularly invested in it. So I've loved seeing Ed's rise to fame.
Mm.
But I think this has added to his thing. Also, he had a sort of a boyish, sort of impish... slightly sort of Bilbo Baggins look to him, and now he's given it's actually in almost exactly the same position as Action Man's face.
It's
scar.
Given him a slight Bear Grylls vibe, hasn't it?
By the way, where did he's 8, 12, 15? What is the origin of Action Man's facial scar? Have been written up somewhere.
Good question.
Well, he got involved in so many scrapes.
Yeah, I think he was around Princess Barbie's house one night. She was start messing about. She was going to knight Ken.
Right.
Mm.
And perhaps it was... do you remember the Magical Amazing Robot?
No. Can I ask you another question while they're mulling over that as well?
Yeah.
Action Man's hair texture.
Will that differ? Because it used to be hard plastic.
Oh, it's Velcro now.
And then it went real hair.
Is it still Velcro? What do the children have now? You guys should know.
No, it's very short, sort of stubbly. He's got a beard. There's a beardy Action Man as well.
Oh, I must check him out.
On trend.
Doesn't reach the scar, though. That must have been frustrating. It's like when Gorbachev, that day you combing your hair in the mirror and think, hold on, what's that?
This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Speaking of Can't Help It, I had a moment of thinking about Frank whilst reading this story about James Blunt. Goodness. And Ed Sheeran. Apparently Ed Sheeran, when he did his gig, it says in the paper here, it says, he joked about his scar as he said, "It's nice to be back, I've had a whole year off. I went to Japan for a month and hung about with Japanese people. Got my face cut open. Anyone read about that?"
Yes.
Mm.
And I had a moment of thinking in your voice, yeah, but where's the joke? Which is a thing that I think you say.
I can't believe that if you were... if you're with Princess Beatrice and James Blunt and in a mock knighting you get your face stabbed by a sword, you haven't got some material when you go on stage.
Well, these people on comics.
I know, but come on, even Dave Swift from Sales would have had a couple of...
That's like me saying, I can't believe you and Alan didn't hit that high C.
Well, but everybody does jokes. Not everybody does high C's. Not since the Navy's gone down the neck.
Bob from Nottingham has got in touch with us. I believe that Action Man's scar came about to make his face unique enough for the company to gain the copyright for it.
Oh, because I used to have an action soldier of a similar ilk called Tommy Gunn.
Oh, right.
Was he a bit of a pound shop?
No, he was. Oh. He had laces in his boots.
Whereas, well, I'm not being rude. He had real laces.
Whereas Action Man just had moulded laces.
Getting defensive about Tommy Gunn's now.
Tommy Gunn also had complete private parts.
No.
Whereas Action Man had pants.
Yeah.
I believe.
Tommy Gunn didn't have that. I made that up. I've got all patriotic about it. This is how my patriotism has manifested itself.
I've never heard defending anything quite so vehemently.
It's great. It's been forgotten, Tommy Gunn, and I think that's from... But I'm trying to avoid... I was talking about the Magical Amazing Robot. Magical Amazing Robot is a thing that I still don't understand how it worked.
Mm.
It had a big pointy... this is why I think it could have done Action Man scar in a similar style to the Sheeran story.
Mm.
It had a big pointy stick, and you'd point it at a question like, what's the capital of Venezuela?
Okay.
And then you'd stand it on this little mirror, and it used to spin round and point at the answer with its big pointy pointer. And to this day, I don't know how it worked. It was amazing.
That's incredible.
Sounds amazing.
But dangerous if other toys are in the vicinity.
Radio.
I think there's something that's long puzzled me. If, let's say Warwick Davis as an example
of a person. Of what?
Do we know? I don't want to say the wrong thing. Is it person of reduced?
Oh, don't worry. No fear of that happening on this show.
Is it person of reduced stature? Is that what? Is that the?
I think it's little current person, isn't it?
I don't think it can't be little person.
I think it is. I think it is, actually. Fine.
Anyway, let's say, par example, Warwick Davis got knighted.
Mm-hmm.
Caracas, by the way.
Would he still... Has he?
Capital of Venezuela.
Oh, sorry, yes. Oh, yeah, I was talking to Ross Kemp about you the other night. Lost a few teeth there, apparently.
Did he?
Anyway, if Warwick Davis got knighted, would he still kneel?
Oh, yeah.
Is the kneeling, is it respect?
I think so. It's a ceremonial thing, yeah.
Or is it practicality?
To make it easier for the...
For the queen to put the sword on the shoulder.
Good question. No, because surely it wouldn't be... Is it that much easier? I suppose it is. It's a heavy implement. Heavy sword.
Well, I don't want to draw this as a direct analogy, but I was reading Boz the other night. I was reading Tom Thumb from his Bedtime Stories book. And Tom Thumb gets knighted. Tom Thumb is about 3 inches high, to be fair. He gets knighted. He doesn't kneel.
Oh, is that right?
So That suggests to me...
You can't base the historical accuracy on that.
I don't think that's a blueprint book.
I think Tom Thumb was a real person.
I mean, that's crazy time,
there was a Tom Thumb, but he wasn't the Tom Thumb.
Right.
I think somebody nicked the name. You know what it's like.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I think Tom Thumb was hounded by plagiarists. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'd
Does
like
Boss
to know
Does Boss enjoy
that.
Tom Thumb?
Oh, God, he loves a bedtime story, Boss.
It's good, isn't it?
That's good.
Nice time.
Obviously. So, I'd like to know that. Would Warwick Davis need to kneel, or would the Queen say, oh, no, you're all right, and he could remain upright?
I'd like to know how many of the royal family get, I'm going to suggest, possibly a bit tipsy at parties and then pretend to knight their friends. Is this a common occurrence?
Well, I bet
at the Royal Lodge, Windsor Great Park, courtesy Queen Madre, I suspect it goes on quite a lot,
When Princess Margaret, I mean, she liked to drink. She probably had her own unofficial honours list.
I mean, if I'd have been a royal, she's my spirit royal. Oh, who's your spirit royal, Frank?
I think the Queen Madre.
Alan? I'm going Margaret, obviously.
You know what I love? One of the I love is those little wooden teeth. You don't see them anymore. that's a skill that's been lost. That person also apparently made very ornate furniture. The bloke who did those teeth, yeah.
Like Count Lindley?
Almost certainly.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. Surely not. There must be some mistake.
I'm Frank Skinner. This is the Frank Skinner Show. I'm not really Frank Skinner. I'm Emily Dean. Frank? Shall I do the business first, Al?
Yeah, do the business.
Okay, it's quite exciting. It's the Frank Skinner Show on Absolute Radio. You can text the show on 81215. You can follow the show on Twitter, at Frank on the Radio. You can email the show via the Absolute Radio website. But the most important news is Frank's left the building. He's done an Elvis.
A1.
Where is he?
That's today's text in for the final hour. Where's Frank?
Where are you, Frank?
This is a bit like some kind of Radio 1 type. Oh, there's been a takeover! Emily and Alan have taken over the studio!
Legends!
Or, if you're of a more civilised palate, it's a bit like when they let Jarvis Cocker do the Today programme or something like that, you know, on Radio 4, that kind of thing.
He tends to do stage invasions. Do you know what, Al? I'm so excited.
Back in the day.
I've got my cup of tea, I've got my Planet Rock mug.
Are you all right? What's happened to you?
I don't know, but there's a big pink button.
Telling me stuff you've got.
There's a pink button saying eject top position. He didn't tell me about that.
Yeah. Hey.
He'll be sitting in that cab listening to it. Hi, Frank,
don't
if you're listening.
Don't tell people he's in a cab. They're texting us, where is he going?
Well, I don't know if he's in
a
cab.
Might not be.
He could be walking. He could be on Shanks's pony.
I did see him pick up a quiver of arrows. I don't know what that's about.
We can be really naughty, have a midnight feast.
I love that.
Get some Chippendales in. Crack out the brewskis.
I'm not so sure. That's
order
what I'm
some Chesterfields.
Is that
what are we going to do? Hi, everyone.
Well, I think we should carry on with the show at the very least.
Okay, have we had any text in now or heard from the outside world?
Yes, we did have a text in that I wanted to bring to your attention, but now the screen has moved. Oh, the whole thing's fallen apart.
Oh, I like this. It's already been a bit disastrous. It's all gone wrong. Frank,
here
we miss
go.
You. Oh, yeah, go on.
942 has texted. I'm going to bring this to your attention. My son John got nits from his first girlfriend. Was it you, Emily?
Well, I have been out with someone called John.
Well, there you go.
And he was slightly younger than me, I'm not going to lie, but not indecently.
That's from, Jill in Spain, and she adds, P.S. Nick Holmes, 75 pence.
Oh.
In your face, Frank.
Costa del Crime. I always saw myself as one of those old crime women living in that part of the world. Can't you see me with slightly too... Not that I'm suggesting you're like this at all. Is her name Jill? What's her name?
Jill, yeah. Jill,
you're not like this at all. I think you're very fragrant with soft, silky hair. But I see myself as having that slightly Pauline Prescott, very hard hairsprayed hair.
Too much spray, too
chain
much
chain smoking outside.
Not enough conditioner.
Not enough conditioner.
Thing.
Not enough skincare.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm fundamentally quite happy with my lot.
Yeah. Well, you know. Good.
Okay.
Here's a story that I think we should cover, Emily Dean. God, I want to bring this to your attention, because we're definitely now... We've crossed the line between winter and into the festive season, haven't we? We've hit what I would like to call as, culturally speaking, It's Christmas time, isn't it?
Do you know how I know that?
How do you know that?
Because you've got a Christmas dad jumper on.
Oh, I did have that Christmas. And also, every comedian in the country is now moaning about Christmas gigs. So that's
is this
definitely
true, then? Are people more kind of objectionable
definitely
at this time of year?
Definitely. I mean, it's...
Is this alcohol?
It's a, yeah, and Christmas parties and...
Charlie's passed me a fez. What do I do, Frank?
I don't know why she
Frank,
does
if
that.
You're listening, I'm holding a fez yeah and feeling confused.
It'd be great if we now got texts from Frank about how to do the show.
Do you know what? I'm going to find out what eject top position actually means.
No, don't.
No, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. Frank Skinner on the radio.
We've had a text, actually, saying my sister-in-law makes beautiful name day cards for the Polish community and Women's Day and sells them on eBay.
Oh.
I mean, other auction sites are available, we should probably say.
Does everything
know
she
do
say rhymes
that
with day? I like it.
Maybe. So, we were going to discuss Cardiff...
Well, before you do, I want to ask you
Cardiff
another... No, I know, but I want to ask you another question.
Yeah.
You briefly alluded to the fact that gigs as a comic were harder at this time of year, and
oh,
I just said, is this just because of alcohol? Do people shout Frankie Legend a bit more?
That sort of stuff. I think, you know, people are horrible. I think that's,
wow,
that's one of the major problems.
You'll listen to Misanthrope FM.
I just think gigs are quite choppy waters because people are in big groups, which always makes stand-up a bit harder if they're in big groups rather than, you know, 400 people in twos and fours is easier than 400 people in four groups of 50. Good
okay
math, Aladdin.
I find honestly, you're so good at maths, I actually find it very alluring.
I think people are a bit angry at
more
Christmas
like alluring
time. You know, like if people are unhappy...
I say more like alluring.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I'm
sitting in Frank's seat. I'm becoming him.
I'll give you an example. A comedian that I worked with last night when I went on said, if you see me walk out during your act, it's because you're doing fine. So he's...
It's a jungle out there.
He's only staying to see me if the wheels fall off and the whole thing becomes like a zoo.
So if you're listening and you're planning on going to a comedy gig, be kind to these people.
Yeah, I would say if
they've got mouths to feed.
Yeah, I'd say give it till January. But anyway,
okay,
know, maybe not.
I rudely interrupted you talking about
Wild West
with live updates from Cardiff.
I feel like we should talk about Cardiff because
okay
they've had a bit of a mare. They've bought...
Oh. Is that fun?
No, they've bought a 40-metre...
Again, I'm just feeling my way. I'm thinking, what would Frank do? And bit of a mare, when a town or city was mentioned, he'd get excited.
They bought a 40-metre Christmas tree, and they boasted about it in the run-up. They said it's...
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were really excited. They said at 40 metres in height, it should prove to be a spectacular addition to Christmas in Cardiff.
Oh,
and,
lovely.
It turned up and it's 40 feet, not 40 metres.
Oh, yes. Is this the...
It's a little un.
Is it? Well,
but
you
it's
say
still
little
not a little un.
That's, I mean, five John Cleese, I'm going.
That is, yeah, probably. I'm not
3.8 Stephen Merchant.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm going singular. He's a unit of measurement now.
I'm trying to get in on the arithmetic thing that I was doing a second ago.
I've rebranded you as alluring. So, is this the tree? I think I saw a picture of this, and it looks not unlike the place of Ferrero Rocher that Nigel Farage was wielding.
Yeah. I mean, by that reckoning, I think that makes Nigel Farage about 80 feet tall, but I don't think it's that exact same plate of Ferrero Rocher.
It's not the actual one, Aladdin.
No, but he... It's been bought and it's way too small and it does look a bit strange. It's not like a green Christmas tree. It's a...
Well, I'm going to disagree with you there because I like that tree.
Right.
I thought it was futuristic. I thought it was directional.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on. I like the silver and gold.
All
metallic
these things. None of these things that you've mentioned are that it's 40 metres because it's not. It's 40 feet. People can't see it. There's a wall in front of it. Like it's meant to go right up over and people can see it, but it's too small. I think they bought it online.
You
know, sometimes
do you think
you
so
buy stuff online and you can't see what size it is if the seller hasn't put it next to a 50 pence.
Well, this is the problem I'm having this, Aladdin, because I've just bought some boxing gloves online.
Right.
Pink boxing
Natch
gloves. And
same colour as mine.
It says 14 OZ. Is that ounces?
Yeah.
But that's a cake. I don't want that in a glove.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be I don't think they're edible. Maybe they're edible. Perhaps it's a novelty cake you're buying.
Listen, Charlie's just passed me Frank's Fez.
Oh, OK.
And you know what happens now. Frank Skinner on the radio. What about a man just came in? Al.
Chris, who's
the executive producer for Absolute Radio, quite, you know, highfalutin. Charlie, first thing she said was, it's OK, I've cleared it all with Frank, in a reference to me sitting in the chair, which was borderline humiliating, frankly.
Well...
I mean, what did you make of that? And Chris said, it's OK, it's OK.
Yeah, I don't think he was coming in on the warpath. I don't think it was like bossy boss coming in. I think he was just saying hello.
Well, I said as a joke, Frank walked out, he was furious.
Yeah.
There was a little moment's panic in his eye, and then it was all OK.
We've had some guesses at where Frank is, actually.
Oh, go on.
275, has he popped out for a fag? Nope.
He gave up those cigarillos many years ago.
But probably not right. 665, has he gone to Nora's to get his hair cut?
Is that our Nora?
That's from Sandwell Carpets.
Oh, is that Nitnos?
There by accident.
Is that Nitnos?
I don't know.
Okay.
Morning, guys. Emily, I loved the video of you interviewing the OC after the gig last Sunday. You are so tiny, how do you stay so slim?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. I've actually, I've been taking this new slimming supplement.
Which that you wanted to promote on air.
Wouldn't that be great if I could get sponsored? If anyone's listening and wants to sponsor me to slim, I'm up for that.
Sounds like a legal minefield, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, probably. Sorry, Frank, to abuse your show.
Probably an Ofcom investigation or something about plugging your supplements.
I did interview the OC last week.
Uh-huh.
When there was a gig, it was Absolute Live, what was it called, Charlie? At the London Palladium. And I was the backstage interviewer, excuse me.
Get you.
Yeah. I might be telling you all about that, but we need to sort this tree out in the meantime.
Oh, yeah. The little tree. Well, it's difficult to buy a tree online and get it right. I mean, I remember this from last year when we, as a family, tried to decorate a car air freshener that I bought online. Cheap, though. But that's the problem. Online, you can't tell what size it is, can you?
I think that's a good idea for a tree. That's enough for people. People are too greedy about these trees. There's too much excess. There's too much stuff all over them, tinsel. A few silver and gold balls is all I need, and I'm happy, woman.
That's what I've heard about you.
Frank would be so proud of you right now.
You know what, though? There's a knock-on effect, because they've also cancelled the hire of a 41-metre ladder to put the decorations on the top, which...
So is the suggestion...
I've actually got a business in hiring out big ladders, so... Difficult times for me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I was going to take it to Cardiff last week, but...
Wow.
No, just stayed at home.
You need to give old Merchant a call, don't you?
Yeah.
Our friend Merchant. So the issue seems to be also surrounding the fact that people think it's a gross waste of money. Because the tree they ordered, was it £10,000? And this is a three-year deal these people have bought into.
Yeah, I mean, who leases a Christmas tree for 3 years?
It's not a mortgage. It's a tree.
Yeah,
for heaven's sake.
Just buy one. That's my theory.
I noticed as well, I saw the council people. That sounds rather patronising, the council people.
No, that's fine.
But they said, our Christmas tree has divided opinion, and yes, it's not 40 metres, but it sure looks Christmassy.
Yeah, they're facing it out, aren't they? That's what they're up to. They also made a little joke, didn't they, where they said that the guy who ordered it was actually 18 feet tall.
You know what I don't like is when people from official bodies do a little bit of material.
Hey, I think I'm all right with it.
I don't
better
like
than Ed
it.
Sheeran's joke
don't
about
do
his
material.
Cut face.
Don't do a little bit of material.
Where's the
Just
joke?
Get the Excel spreadsheet sorted. Don't do the material. Ow. There's a button called toggle chain, which sounds a bit spearmint rhino. Shall I press it?
If you like.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I know I'm doing it. Toggle chain. This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. This is Absolute Radio. You can text us on 81215.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
We have had a text informing me that I'd got that little bit of maths wrong.
I love texts like that. Thanks for that.
4 times 50 is not 400. Yeah. Thanks very much for your support, Paul.
To be fair, I think Paul just wants to ensure that you're not toppled off your perch, your Aladdin perch.
Right. Fair enough.
It's a lovely little persona for you on this show.
My game, yeah. So they ordered the wrong thing, the Cardiff people.
Actually, Elle, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, OK.
No, I just want to say, if anyone else... I think the ordering the wrong thing is quite a good thing to text in. I know I've left it rather late.
You think it's a text in?
Let's do it as a text in. Text in on 8-12-15 Absolute Radio. Have you ever ordered the wrong thing? Thanks, Al.
Yes.
Where have were
you?
We?
Have you?
Well, I'm trying to think if I've ordered the wrong thing. I've maybe ordered things... I've sent the wrong thing to the wrong person. So when baby Buzz, Frank's son, when a child is born, was born, which was a very joyful occasion, another friend of mine, he also had a child.
Right.
And I sent her pink Chloe dress, I think, over to Buzz by mistake.
Right.
And Frank rang up and he said, look, you know, I've got this card and it says to baby Olive. I think it's to the wrong person.
Oh.
But what's rather brilliant about that is I told my friend what had happened and she's now, I think she's 4 and she's still called baby Olive because of Frank referring to her baby Olive.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, so it was a nice ending to that wrong ordering.
We, in my house, we have a spiky yoga mat. You know, like, you kind of lie on it, almost like a bed of nails, but...
Is it endorsed by Dave Spikey?
No, it's... I don't know who it's endorsed by, but my wife did not want it. and it was on a popular website, and she was trying to click something else, and the next thing it was delivered 2 days later. We never wanted it. We never wanted the thing. And none of us is going to lie on it like a bed of nails. So what we use it for
What are the spikes made out of? Are they rubber spikes?
They're little plasticky spikes, but they're quite, you know, full on. And if you relax your muscles, you can lie on it and it doesn't hurt.
Why
I've never done that. I wouldn't want to do that.
I'll tell you what doesn't hurt. Satin sheets.
Yeah, you're right. So here's what we use it for. We put it on a chair that we don't want the dog to go on. So if we don't want the dog to jump on the chair and then bark at the window, we put the... like the bed of nails mat on there. So often, you know, from bad comes good.
I'm really relieved. Yeah. I thought for one terrible moment you were going to say it was a controversial naughty step that you'd introduced.
I mean, it seems good value. It was £875, this mat, but if it keeps the dog off the chair, so I think that's fine.
I quite like it. Could you go and order, sort of, if you'd had an argument with a partner... I just say go over to the bed of nails.
Go get on the bed of nails.
It's your turn. You're going to have to sit on the bed of nails. And then it's like in the sin bin in rugby.
Yeah, and then they just come back really chilled out because the bed of nails is actually quite relaxing, apparently.
Well, can we talk more about the bed of nails?
If you like, yeah, whatever.
I'm thinking of incorporating it into my leisure activities.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
We've had a few textings about ordering the wrong thing.
Oh, lovely.
I ordered Lego from Amazon and they sent a PS4 with 2 games by mistake.
Do you know, I don't even know what that is, but that sounds bad.
It's a PlayStation 4. It's a games console, which would... I mean, as a fiscal comparison, Lego would be way cheaper than a PS4.
So they've profited.
Yeah, it does say .. Don't tell them. I'm afraid I've put it out there.
Mm.
I won't even give them a number because, you know, I don't want them getting caught.
Okay.
And 920 has texted, I saw a gong on eBay for £5.
Sorry, a gong?
A gong.
G-O-N-G?
Yeah.
Well, you don't see those many these days. Last time I saw one of those was in the Rank film trailer at the beginning.
I like the fact that they bought a gong on eBay. I hope there was a moment as it was counting down where they thought, going, going, gong. I saw
Frank
a gong on eBay.
Would be so proud of you right now.
I saw a gong on eBay for £5. Bargain, I think. I bought it, but didn't clock the £200 delivery fee from China. Whoopsie.
I'm so proud of what you just said about going, going, gong. I just tried to press something because I was upset.
There we go. Fantastic.
Deserved it.
And also a little bit of a curveball text, which I don't think is about buying the wrong thing. 321 has texted. No.
Oh, Ted Rogers.
Yeah, exactly. 321
is
just...
Sorry, Al, I'm really sorry. Keep that browser open. That's a little trick. We were talking earlier in the show about things Frank could do to impress Buzz, his son.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the 321.
Oh, yeah.
I just did it. I can't do it very well.
Well, I was thinking, you know that, you know when you're in a shopping centre and there's a mirror and
No, I don't.
You know when you do the, You do your leg up and arm up, and it makes you look like a star. You're doing star jumps.
That's
a good
one.
I wonder if Buzz has seen that yet.
Well, I'm going round there later, so I'm going to try it out.
It's one of my favourites, that. 321 has texted, no, was just seeing if you were in, coming over to get my hair cut at 11:45.
Oh, okay.
And a kiss, so I'm not sure that's for us.
Although, do you think? Well, maybe it is for us.
We'll have brunch and we'll come back here with the scissors and the towels. See you then.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. Surely not. There must be some mistake.
I tell you what I did, Al. It wasn't actually a wrong order, but there's a bit of name dropping involved here. I do apologise. I can't help my life. I ordered a cake recently for Jonathan Ross while he was in Japan because it was his birthday, and I thought, what could be nicer than a cake delivered to your room from a friend on your birthday?
Yeah,
time difference and everything. I was so organised.
That's good.
It was a bit, dare I say it, lost in translation trying to get the thing ordered, but I achieved it, and he got the cake, and then he sent me a picture. And he said, quite a formal message. And what had happened is that they'd done a card, which they'd beautifully inscribed, but they put what appeared to be my credit card details on it. So it said, from, and then it said, Emily Rebecca Dean. And then it said, birthday equals November 17. So that was my birthday message to Jonathan Ross in his hotel in Japan.
Excellent.
I thought it was rather good. Hey, where's Frank now, do you think?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if
he's... Is he in a car? What do you think he's doing? He might be working out. Maybe he's secretly working out.
He's in Regent's Park just doing continuous pull-ups.
Imagine if he became, like, a real strongman type.
Ripped.
Yeah.
He's probably doing farmer's walks right now. Do you know that exercise?
What's that one?
Basically, you pick up something heavy and you walk for ages with it.
Well, I've started boxing recently. Did I tell you this?
You did mention it, yeah. You got pink boxing gloves.
I've got pink... Why are you making that noise? Hoo-ha! That's me now. Oh, we can bond, because you're doing kung fu, I'm doing boxing. Let's talk. Okay. My trainer's called Carlton.
Is it?
He's got silver fangs.
Who doesn't?
Well, Carlton does. He's got silver fangs.
All right, nice.
And, you know, I'm really getting into it. I'm loving it.
Good.
It gets my aggression out.
Yeah, which there's plenty. And God, we all know that.
How dare you?
See? Case in point.
How do you think it's gone, everyone? I mean, I think it's fine. No, the show, this last segment, because Frank disappeared on us. He walked. But we love him dearly, and we missed him even for this hour. And I hope whatever you're doing, you find happiness in it.
Oh.
We've got to go now.
Yeah.
I'm going to press the toggle chain. Be seeing you.
Hear the Frank Skinner Show as it happens. Saturday morning from 8 until 11 on 105.8 FM in London and the South East.